keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
Now, the government, after the cabinet briefing last week on Friday, announcing the decision to do away with the ZEPs, that's the Zimbabwean Exemption Permits, and this affects thousands of people. So there's a lot of criticism around this. The minister in the presidency, Mondi Gungubeli, announced this during a briefing that these permits were going to be done away with. And that could see scores of Zimbabweans living and working in South Africa legally, having no option but to return home should they not secure work permits or other relevant documentation. So this could also just force people to stay in the country illegally. So let's speak to advocate Simba Chitando, who represents the ZEP holders seeking permanent residence in South Africa. Advocate Chitando, good afternoon to you. Thank you very much for your time today. What is your reaction to this announcement from the South African government?
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. My reaction, and greetings to your viewers, my reaction is that of dismay. I think it's a very bad decision. It is impractical. As you know, we have a new variant. We also know that we are in the middle still of COVID times. It's impossible for anyone to comply with the lawful migration onto permits in the 12-month grace period, given the limited functionality of the Department of Home Affairs, even before the decision was made, going back to 2020. So on just a logistic reason, logistically and practically right. It's impossible. The other thing is that it's the merit of it. These people have been here for more than 10 years and they should be permanent residents by now.
Explain this 12-month grace period for the people who are ZEP holders to migrate to other permits. When does this start? When does it end? And what are they supposed to be doing in this grace period?
Okay, that's a very good question. It starts at the end, at the expiry of the ZEP, which is the end of this year, the last day of December. That's when the permit expires. So that's when the grace period would then begin, and it runs for 12 months. So it would be the last day of December 2022. Okay. So that is the beginning and the end of the grace period. There's no time at all. And as I said to you earlier, it's impossible for anyone to do anything to migrate to a permit within that time. It's impractical.
What are the options open to ZEP holders currently? What can they migrate to? What are these other permits and what do they qualify for? Or is the alternative that they just have to go back to Zimbabwe?
Okay. The decision says, from Cabinet, says that it depends on the personal circumstances of each individual ZEP holder. So what they would then migrate to or could migrate to would be case specific if we comply with that decision, and I have to be frank, we have been instructed to challenge that decision. We believe that decision is unlawful. We believe it's unconstitutional. These people do qualify for permanent residency. I believe the decision maker was saying that, no, look, they are regularizing their stay, but they were regularized when they got the ZEP. They were regularized when they had the ZSP and the DZP before them. So we are dealing with a whole, I think in the introduction you said thousands of people, it's actually millions, because each is about 190,000 individuals directly affected, but their family too.
Right.
And you multiply it all together, it's north of millions.
So are you going to be challenging this in court? Or are you launching some kind of legal challenge to it?
Legal proceedings have already been initiated and they will be amended. And the matter will be heard in court, absolutely. The legal team has been meeting. We've been working until late at night, and various organizations and individuals are coming together, and there's going to be a very strong fight to this decision. And yes, so it's a bad decision, and it should not survive the court of law.
Advocate Simba Chitando speaking to us, representing ZEP holders seeking permanent residence in South Africa. So as he was saying, this does affect 190,000 people who are legally working in South Africa on these ZEP permits, but there are hundreds of thousands more people who are supported by these breadwinners, and a decision by Cabinet that is clearly going to be challenged in the courts and is receiving a lot of criticism.